Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. We are live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. Dylan is back at the studio. Gordon is out here with us, keeping us on air. And we're going to get into the happenings of Falcons training camp over the weekend in a moment. But first, let's talk about Micah Parsons. He has requested a trade. Jerry Jones, though, saying Micah Parsons' trade request is just part of the negotiation, and he is not losing sleep over Micah.
Don't lose any sleep over
it. So just to be clear,
that's the one thing I would say to our fans. Don't lose any sleep over it. As always, in any relationships, there are different moods at different times of your relationship. That's what it is. Don't lose any sleep over it.
So just to be clear.
That's the one thing I would say to our fans. Don't lose any sleep over it.
Just to be clear, you don't feel the relationship has changed at all from the Super Bowl, Big 12?
Again, I know my attitude, and my attitude is the same one I've had. I think the world of Micah. He's an outstanding player. He can really help us, but he's got to fit in with what's in the best interest of the team, and that's what the negotiation's all about.
I tend to agree with him to a point. I think this is all, what did we not just watch this play out with Myles Garrett in Cleveland? And he was like, I'll never play in Cleveland again, blah, blah, blah. And then, boom, he's got like the largest contract in NFL history like 2 weeks, a month later. So I tend to agree to a point. But the older Jerry gets, the worse. I mean, he did this with Emmitt Smith back in the early 90s, which I don't think I might be the only person who even remembers that. But he held out for the first two games after they won a Super Bowl. He missed the first two games after they won a Super Bowl and then came back because of money. And so I think it'll work out. But Jerry's making – it's getting worse as Jerry's gotten older, these things. CeeDee Lamb had this similar – I think Dak did as well in a certain extent. Like, it feels like it's getting worse, and this one feels – like, everybody keeps saying, though, that, well, Jerry, in his mind, thinks that he and Micah have an agreement, and then he got all upset because Micah's like, yeah, I'm fine with that. Talk to my agent, and Jerry felt, I guess, betrayed by that.
Yeah. But somehow Jay-Z got brought into that conversation, where it's like he's talking about a deal he did 10 years ago with Dez Bryant. And he's like, you know, these agents, they just, hey, when things go south as far as the players' accountability, they don't ever answer the phone. And he kind of threw Jay-Z under the bus because he's like, we did a deal with Jay-Z's company, and we paid Dez Bryant. And then when Dez starts missing meetings, Jay-Z won't pick up the phone. And I'm like, how did we get here, man? Like, how did this even happen?
Apparently, Dez Bryant was like, hey, I know where the bodies are buried. Don't come at me.
Yeah, he really did. He was like, you don't want this smoke. But it's unfortunate, man. And, you know, I keep getting a ton of questions, both through text message and on social media, about Micah Parsons to the Falcons. Dude, y'all don't want to pay that price. I don't think. I mean, I think the best solution, if there were going to be a trade, can we just get Trey Hendrickson to Dallas and Micah to Cincinnati and just call it a day? You know what I mean? Can we just switch these two situations and maybe all this will get patched up with these organizations?
Well, that's not any better. That's bad to bad as far as owners go. If you want to get paid,
I think the argument against paying Trey is that he's 30 years old, and you know Micah obviously doesn't like Jerry Jones right now, so that's the only thing. I'm just joking.
But no, I know, but it's just like this is a whole. I'm over this. I'll never play. I want to trade. I'm gonna write, a freaking essay about it and everything, and then the next thing you know, you're like, oh, you know, I always wanted to be here. I never really wanted to be traded. It's like, yeah, I know. It just kind of gets. I don't care anymore. The off season's over. It's football season. That's the way I look at it right now.
Do you think at the end of all of this, Micah will actually end up where he's supposed to be, like with the Cowboys?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I do.
I do, too.
I do. They're
I'd
not going to let him walk.
One less than 1% chance that he would be somewhere else.
Look, you can talk about the cap, whatever you want, but there's ways to manipulate it where you can pay your three best players, and that's what they would be doing. And Dak, Micah, and CeeDee Lamb. Where they screwed up was paying Trayvon Diggs what they did to me. Because I think Trayvon Diggs is an average cornerback in the league who had a great year because he was ball hawking off of what? With guys like Micah Parsons in front of him. And he was able to do those things. He's a ball hawk. I mean, do you disagree with me Trayvon Diggs is basically just I'm going to step in front of you. I'm all or nothing. I'm going to give up a big player, make one.
I agree, but I think there's a lot of value that comes along with that.
When, yeah,
you
know, sure.
I mean, God, can you imagine if we had a corner with the Falcons that gets 7 interceptions this year?
Well, imagine if we had a Micah Parsons type pass rush, we might.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you force passes to be released too quickly and bad throws, and that's the benefit of having an elite pass rush, which we haven't had since 2012.
Well, it's certainly an interesting situation. We'll keep you posted on everything Micah Parsons related as it comes to the forefront. But let's get into why we're sitting out in the rain right now. We're at Falcons training camp live in Flowery Branch. If you're coming out here today, please remember to bring your raincoat. Over the weekend, though, Zach Robinson gave a presser, and he was talking about how they are diversifying the run game.
Our offense, as any offense, is going to run through the run game. And we've obviously got great offensive line coach, Coach Ledford, Nick Jones, Flats, those guys are doing a great job. Obviously, the five guys that we got, shoot, we wouldn't trade them for anybody. And so we know we'll run through those guys, sticking with our core, you know, foundation of wide zone. And then, like you just mentioned, in the offseason, that's where we got to look at as coaches. And we spent a bunch of time together collaborating. Hey, what are some of the compliments we can get going off of some of the stuff that obviously a year into it now, everybody's watching our stuff from last season. So it was a good collaboration all spring. And I think we've got some good mixers that will hopefully show up once we start playing real football. But it was a great collaboration between the whole staff and the off season, and, you know, pick and choosing, not losing our identity of what we know we're going to be, and then what are those compliments off of the wide zone that we can get going. I think it's been really positive so far.
Dude, so curious, and he mentions numerous times that you know, this is something that you won't see till they're playing real football. Kept using the word real football, but. I mean, look, man, when it comes down to it, you are what you are, and we got reminded of that. Dylan and I out here talking to Chris Lindstrom not too long ago, last weekend. But, it is what it is. You're a wide zone team. That's what Bijan does. It's just that every now and then you have to have some kind of counterpunch, some kind of misdirection that is involved in this. And I know that they've done a couple of things last year, towards the middle of last year, that were a little bit different. But I can't wait to see what they came up with. He talks about collaboration. He talks about getting in the meeting room, talks about talking to all the coaches. Okay, I cannot wait to see what rolls out on the table. I've got some ideas in my brain of what that could be, but there's just no telling. No telling for Zach Robinson right now.
I'm glad that you talk about that, because there's so many parts of the intricacies of a run game that I don't know about, because they're offensive line stuff, right? I mean, that's pretty much where most of it starts, is with your blocking, right? I mean, in a run game, it's all blocking based. Yeah, the running back might, you know, go that thing, but it all starts up front with where, if you're doing duo, or you're pulling someone, or it's just, you know, the straight up regular zone blocking scheme type stuff. I mean, and all that stuff starts up front with the offensive lineman, and you got to have the right guys for what you want to run.
No, and the key to it is that, you know, having four members of that run game, show you one thing, and, you know, have one or two guys show you something different and actually take the ball in a different direction. And it could be something as simple as, something that involved bend blocks, we used to call them, where you'd get the whole defense running one way and then you throw them all across your face, and, you know, kind of becomes counter steps for the running backs. There's a bunch of different ways to do it. Maybe you include the uncovered guy on the front side of a wide zone. Maybe he pulls to the backside, kicks out the end, or you insert a Charlie Warner on some of those blocks, and he can kind of wrap around. There's many different ways to do it, and Zach Robinson and company have been so good, Dwayne Ledford really, at this wide zone, that I have to think that they've spent a lot of time, because he's been running wide zone so long, has Dwayne Ledford, that they've spent a lot of time looking at the options for other things they can do. You also – look, Michael Penix is more mobile than Kirk Cousins was, so you have those options on the table as well, as far as the bootlegs and everything else that can come along with it.
Well, and one other thing that Zach Robinson was talking about over the weekend was that it helps to have many pieces from offense back to understand how we can build off of last year.
All the guys we have back, you know, I've never been on a team that has this many, you know, returning starters, and so that's where you can kind of push it to another level, like you're saying. Last year, you're installing a new system, new scheme, new everything for guys. So you kind of, you know, you go with your stuff that you know you're going to run. And then, but the continuity is invaluable in terms of the guys already mastering the system, the ownership that they show with what we're doing. They're all confident in what we do. And then that's where we can kind of, you know, sprinkle in some new thoughts here and there. And those guys can handle it. We've got a bunch of smart guys, which is awesome. So definitely finding those balance between keeping our bread and butter going and then those complimentary mixers.
complimentary mixers. I had a couple complimentary mixers over the weekend myself. and like I said, this is something I think a lot of Falcons fans have clamored for. We do love the wide zone. You love Bijan does, but how many times have we talked about it already this offseason where Bijan Robinson's longest run is like 35 yards of his career? So finding some more home run hitters and kind of clearing up some of that traffic and finding just misdirection style of plays will make things so much easier on the offensive line in the wide zone. Lindstrom talking to me and Dylan saying, hey, I got better this offseason at what I do best, and that's wide zone. That's the communication with Ryan Neusel and Caleb McGarry. But when you have the second, you know, and third level players that are kind of have the eye candy that, you know, their eyes are kind of wandering a little bit, they don't know you're, you know, running wide zone 85% of the time, then that can lead to more success as well in those run game concepts.
Well, it's so exciting because we're seeing all of this come together. Like, all the pieces are coming together, and this Friday, finally, you get some football. You guys excited for that?
I'm not ready. I spent half yesterday getting ready for it with some stuff, and I'm like, man. I'm
just damping the party, dude.
Not ready. But it's not that I'm not ready to watch it. I'm just not ready to – I don't have our broadcast stuff ready yet.
Don't dampen the already
damped party. Come on, baby.
But, no, I think it's no secret. My favorite thing to do professionally is the games with Arch and Wes, and I guess I have to work with Mike again these days more.
So
it's a lot of fun to do the stuff, and you just get through the preseason, because after that, man, that's when the real fun starts. And I think that's what some of these guys that know, you know, you heard Zach Robinson, real football. That's the way. Sometimes
real
I'm like
football.
I'm like with the preseason is like it matters now. It matters now.
Well, and the countdown is on. Well, coming up, a calf injury cannot slow down this Gator, and we've got my Allie Mac drop. I found a real life Lassie. We got to get into that. That is next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.